Melanie Woke is the chair of the Alberta Beef Producers, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Melanie, thank you very much for doing this and joining us today. How has the year of 2022 been for the Alberta Beef Producers?
It started out a little bit tough. We were coming out of a drought situation, so there was limited feed going into the winter, and unfortunately we experienced a pretty tough winter, which means more feed needed for cattle, and we had an extended cold, dry spring. So there were more cattle that went to market, unfortunately, even from those that were sent in the fall because of a lack of feed. But then, luckily, things have changed for us. I think many parts of the province have set up quite well now with rain. Crops are looking good in a lot of areas, and I think people were able to put their hay up and actually bale it. So I think things are looking better, prices are improving, and so let's keep our fingers crossed.
How much of an adjustment was needed after 2 years of COVID?
Well, I don't think we're even coming out of that adjustment right now. And it was interesting, we were having a conversation with somebody today where they said, we need to get back. We can't just be thinking that we're doing well in this bad situation. We need to get back to where we were pre-COVID. And I think the cattle industry is starting to do that. Our processing has ramped up and really pricing and weather and the age of the average producer in this province is increasing, and that'll, those three things will just determine what this cattle herd, mother herd, is going to look like.
I'm not specifically pertaining to the jurisdiction up here in northwestern Alberta, although northwestern Alberta, I'm sure, is a big supplier of the Alberta beef producers. How in tune are the beef producers with the various jurisdictions, especially up here in northern Alberta?
As far as producers, I know as far as Alberta beef producers, we have had issues with communications with our producers. That has been a constant source of a complaint from them. We have ramped up our communications platforms. We have a magazine now. We have an app. We have an improved website. And so that is how we are trying to keep producers involved. As for other groups, sometimes things come up where we're able to spread their message or increase their awareness if they're really related to the cattle industry, but I can't really comment on how producers are in that part of the province. I don't know.
Having said that, you mentioned drought. You haven't said, or you did say, that there was not necessarily an adjustment that was needed after 2 years of COVID. But with something like maybe infections, spreading infections that are happening in herds and happening in fields, maybe disease might be happening, how in tune are the Alberta beef producers are when it comes to combating that?
Well, as far as disease, I don't know if there's been any specific increases anywhere. There was a small anthrax outbreak in the northernmost part of the province this year, but I mean that is something that the provincial government deals with, and the chief veterinarian's office would deal with that, and including the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. I mean, as far as disease right now, our number one concern, along with the rest of the country and our neighbors to the south, is the possibility of foot and mouth ever entering North America. So we are on high alert right now. We are moving towards having the government put some money into a vaccine bank and to develop a preparedness plan, because we're not thinking of when we're not thinking it's never going to come. We know that the possibility is great. So that is one disease that's on our radar right now, especially, maybe that does pertain to COVID, increased travel, increased movement around the world, and the development of foreign animal disease is something that can definitely happen in this country and in our province.
In your mind, Melanie, how are the plans proceeding at this point?
Well, it's something that we just discussed with the Americans and the Mexicans at our trilateral meeting at the Canadian Beef Industry Congress actually just this morning. And, you know, all three countries are well aware. All three countries are ready to move ahead. I think we have decided that we have to move ahead as one because our cattle industries are so intertwined. And with the amount of movement of cattle and such a fast-spreading virus, we are all going to go back and put some urgency on this and develop a plan and hopefully a vaccine bank.
How are things looking in your mind heading into the fall, the winter, and 2023?
Well, market signals, all market signals point towards good calf prices this fall, and hopefully that holds up. I mean, people have been talking 600 weights at hopefully about $3, which would be something we haven't seen forever. So, you know, that would really help us out. You know, our input costs continue to increase, and our farm gate prices have been pretty stagnant the last 5 years. So I think we're setting up really well there. I think that the feed availability is good going into the fall in most areas, and those areas that are a bit drier, I think there's at least going to be feed available to purchase. And I think those producers that are going to stick with it, I hopefully will see some profit this fall.
Melanie Woke is the chair of the Alberta Beef Producers. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Melanie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.